6:16, Steve and Ted, KNSS, here on this Thursday morning. Let's take a look at Leadoff Sports Now with Ted Woodward.
All right, we got it's a Thursday, so we're starting to get into football a little bit. We got the weekly edition of the K-State Chris Klieman radio show with K-State head coach. Not a lot of great things to talk about. K-State is off to a 1-3 start, back-to-back losses, not playing this weekend. So it's an off week, so a lot to discuss with Coach Klieman. That'll be at 6 o'clock tonight for K-State fans. That's over on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. After the Coach Klieman radio show, then it's time for the pros. Thursday night football. We're already into week 3 in the NFL. It is expected to be a blowout tonight. The Buffalo Bills hosting the Miami Dolphins. Miami 0-2, Bills 2-0. The Bills are an 11.5-point favorite coming into this one tonight. That'll be at 7 o'clock tonight. Dolphins-Bills. You can listen to that one live over on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. Go to Major League Baseball. The Kansas City Royals last night taking on the first-place Seattle Mariners, a team on a 10-game winning streak. Would the Royals be able to get anything done last night? 19,000 fans at Kauffman Stadium. The Royals were trailing, Steve, and then they rallied for 4 runs in the bottom of the 8th inning. How did that rally start?
With a walk.
Denny Matthews says it time and time again.
What is it, I ask you, what is it? Baseball's most intriguing question. What is it about the leadoff walk? And it ignited another big rally. Royals get 4 in the 8th. Kind of an unlikely rally, but boy, I tell you what, that leadoff walk, late innings, close game, can be deadly.
It is a recipe of disaster for the pitcher, and for the Royals, it was a recipe for success.
Yep. We see it all the time. That leadoff walk always opens the door to something, it seems like. The Royals go on to beat Seattle 7-5, knocking Seattle out of first place and stopping that 10-game winning streak. All right, the Royals back up even on the season now at 76-76 with 10 games to go in the season. The Royals and the Mariners finish up this 3-game series. Quick turnaround for an afternoon game at 1 o'clock today up at Kauffman Stadium between the Royals and Seattle. All right, I'm going to go back to football. That Eagles-Chiefs game on Sunday afternoon, 34 million people tuned in for that.
Really?
And that doesn't even count the millions that were listening to Mitch here on
KNSS.
Mitch,
yeah, Mitch, yeah.
But I'm just talking TV viewership. 34 wow. million tuned in. Most watched TV show of any kind in the last 7.5 months since the Super Bowl.
Wow.
Any TV show. Most watched game ever in the months of September and October in the NFL. Most watched week 2 game in the NFL ever. And the most watched Sunday regular season game ever on Fox. So everybody was taking track of the Eagles and the Chiefs on Sunday. 34 million viewers on television for that one. How about that?
It's a lot of people.
It sure is. All right, let's take a look at college women's soccer. Cali College is ranked 8th in the nation, and they won yesterday at home. Shut out Butler 4-0. Cali women's soccer, now undefeated, 3-0-1 on the season, 3 straight wins in the home opener for Cali. And when we report about Cali volleyball, we usually know the result. In fact, it was a matchup of 2 of the top 5 volleyball teams in the nation. Number 1, Cali, visiting number 5, Johnson County.
Okay.
Three-game sweep, 3-0 for Cali. Against a top 5 team.
Oh my goodness.
Cali is now 9-0 this season. Back-to-back undefeated national champions, of course. So that means 90 wins in a row now for Cali volleyball.
Wow.
And it was a sweep last night on the road against the 5th-ranked team in the nation. Yeah, that is a wow. Mm. Another big win for Cali in volleyball. How about that? All right, happy birthday today. Ooh, good Wichita soccer birthday today. Andy Chapman. Former Wichita Wings superstar, 66 years old today. Native of London, England, and he was a massive star for the Wings and the MISL in the 1980s.
Yes.
Everywhere he played, everybody loved him. And we got him here with the Wings for several years. Andy Chapman, soccer star, it's his birthday. He is 66 years old today.
And now the Storm Team 12 Chief Meteorologist, Ross Jensen. Good morning, Ross.
Well, good Thursday morning to you guys. We've got some more chances for rain showers in our forecast today, and it looks like it's going to be more off than it is on, kind of like yesterday. We were in and out of it for a good part of the day. And although there may be a brief heavy downpour or two, it really looks like for the most part this stuff today should be fairly light. And I think our chance is going to be ending once we get into the afternoon. So looking at the overall setup today, best chance for rain will be this morning, some drier weather this afternoon. We will have a high of 75. That's similar to what we had yesterday. And then the clouds are going to clear out of here later on tonight. We'll drop to 62 overnight. More sunshine on the way tomorrow, a little bit warmer on Friday with a high near 80. And high school football games tomorrow night looking good, as we've got a lot of big games that are set to play here in South Central Kansas. I think kickoff temperature likely upper 70s when the game goes final. Later tomorrow evening we'll be down around 70 degrees. We are starting to see some information coming in this morning suggesting scattered storms could reach us late Friday night, but it would be after the games are over. And Saturday brings a chance of a few scattered storms. Highs will be back up into the low 80s. And then looking at next week, we're going to go back into some cool fall weather, and more rain is coming Monday, Tuesday, perhaps even into Wednesday. So we're kind of stuck in this pattern here where about every 3 or 4 days, we get some more chances for rain. I guess that's why we're so green and looking kind of lush here as we head through the fall season. We did get about a half of an inch of rain overnight in Wichita and the northeast side of the city, about 4/10 to maybe 6/10. Of course, the numbers do vary across town. Right now in Wichita, we've got 65 degrees. That's your Storm Team 12 forecast. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ross Jansen.
Summer is almost officially over, and yet have we had a 100-degree day?
Just one of those.
Just one?
Yeah, just one.
Wow.
And it's the fewest since 1992.
Highly unusual. Remarkable. Highly unusual. All right. Are you celebrating National Cheeseburger Day today?
Oh, well, of course. Yep. Double up the cheese for me.
Yep.
Yeah.
Sounds healthy.
Yeah, that's right.
All right. Thank you, Ross. That's the Storm Team 12 Chief Meteorologist, Ross Jansen, with Stephen Ten in the morning here on KNSS. Yesterday's high, 76 degrees in Wichita, normal high 83. And officially at Eisenhower Airport, 0.38, 38 hundredths of an inch of rainfall overnight. That was at midnight. And about a half an inch. He was talking about a half inch, just right at a half inch of rain at my house in the Riverside area. Haven't noticed, I'm sure you've noticed how there are insurance adjusters all over town running around with their little cars.
Well, after the big hailstorm.
Yeah. And I've had my Allstate guy out looking at mine. I don't think I'm going to need a whole new roof, but there is some damage up there. I think they said I put on a new roof back in 2012, something like that. So anyway, the adjusters are out and they're working. This is when they bring guys in from our guy came in from Olathe to the other day to look at ours. All right, 7:14, Stephen Ten of the morning here on KNSS. 55 years ago today, 1970, Jimi Hendrix was found dead in his London apartment at the age of 27. What is it, right to that same year, didn't we lose Janis Joplin? And also Jim Morrison.
Yep, that was all. I mean, they were all like a trio. Very, very close to each other. Yeah.
And I grew up in the late '60s. I was exposed to Jimi Hendrix, and his music was unreal. I mean, this guy was a heck of a guitar player, no doubt about it. Jimi Hendrix, 1970. Well, Frankie Avalon's still alive though. He is 85 today. Yes, sir.
Got a great head of hair.
Teen idol from the '50s. Did all those beach movies with Annette Funicello.
Mm-hmm.
His biggest hit was Venus, if you remember Venus. You also know him for singing Beauty School Dropout in Greece.
Greece, yeah.
Frankie
Avalon, 85.
85 years old today. Think of Frankie Avalon, think of Fabian, all these guys. Those guys had great hair back in the day. Is this Venus? It's not Venus.
Nope.
Okay.
Naughty and nice.
Naughty and nice. Whoa. All right, Frankie Avalon having a birthday today.